give you every heart of 100 souls. You could be the fire to kill the cold. I'll break you.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
This is power. This is power. This is power.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay Garvin's. You're tuning into the power segment of my show, or the podcast portion. This entire hour, 54 some minutes, Matt and I have been talking about the inversion diversion, the difference between the 10-year yield on the treasury markets and the 2-year yield on the treasury markets. And as your host of this power podcast, or the final power segment of the Jay Garvin Show, me would love to touch base and connect with you personally. Give me a call at 719-330-1457. And here's a summary of the show. There are so many different indicators in our economy which are going to predict an expansion, are going to predict a contraction or a recession. And this inversion to where the 2-year treasury usually yields less profit than a 10-year treasury. But in several times in our past, the most recent in June of 2007, again this last month in August on the 28th of 2019, those two treasury markets inverted and the 2-year treasury earned more than the 10-year treasury. And that's crazy, because if you lend money to your friend for 2 months and say, hey, here's $2,000, just give me $2,100 back, or even some of you just say, give it back to me, my amount, principal balance, you're only going to have it for 60 days. No big deal, life isn't going to change that much. But if somebody asks you for that same money for 10 months or 2 years, you're going to be like, that $2,000, I'm at least going to want like $2,200 back. Give me, you know, some earning, because I need to take that money out of savings for a longer period of time. And I'm going to lose out on opportunities by helping out your sorry butt. Same thing with 10-year and 2-year treasuries. Predicting where things are going to be in 2 years, not a big deal. 2-year treasuries pretty low. Borrow the money, get it back. 10 years is a big predictor. Investors traditionally want a much higher yield because they can assume that there's going to be inflation and an increased cost of living. So when those two curves invert to where people are like, I think it's going to be more expensive to borrow you or lend you money in the next 2 years than 10 years, that is a obvious predictor that they think there's going to be a contraction in the economy over the next 8 years following. And in 2007, the last time this happened, that's exactly what they predicted. We went into a recession, the bloodiest recession in more than 70 years, 2007 all the way through 2009, 24 straight pummeling months of contracted economy. A house that cost $200,000 in 2008 was down to like $180,000, $170,000 by 2012. That's what we mean about a contracting economy. And in fact, 7 of the last recessions were all preceded by an inverted market of the 10-year and the 2-year treasuries. But there's also 4 separate times where the market inverted that a recession didn't follow. The most important thing is just to know. And for you that are just at a job and stuff, it may not make a difference. It's a huge thing for people running businesses, for me expanding Garvin's Mortgage Group or Churchill Mortgage or Garvin's Media Group. This is huge. I'm developing $1 million+ property up in Woodland Park. You better believe that I'm concerned about what the value of real estate and the demand for property and business and commerce is going to be in the next couple years. But for you and your house and your family, you need to know. And the big takeaways I'm going to tell you, the 5 things to know about the inverted cycle. First of all, the fact is that these inverted cycles are an indicator of a contraction in the economy. And all that means for you is that, hey, be careful. Get some money in reserve because you might lose your job, period. You might get fired. Because when companies don't make money, they either go into debt to keep you on board, keep the most productive people, and can the rest of them. That's the reality if you've got a J-O-B. If you're in business, same thing. Start to put money in reserve, because if your sales and your commerce goes down, you're going to have to live through lean times. Now, also be aware, positively, that if we have an inversion in the 10-year and 2-year Treasury markets, other professionals say this is a great indicator that more federal cuts in interest rates are to come. And I think that's going to happen as early as next week. Get ready for prime interest rate to go down once again. The federal government wants to make it affordable for you to borrow money because it's one of the key components to our GDP, our gross domestic product. A quarter, 25% of that is consumer spending. Where Obama lived in applause land was government spending is another sector. Where Trump wants to live, this is amazing, is in manufacturing and production and exporting. So all of these are part of the GDP. The next thing is to know, even though our treasury rates are going down, they're still the envy of the world. Number four is the fact that just because this inverted, I want to tell you it does not mean a recession is imminent. But this is where I want to spend the rest in the big takeaway. This is exhausting. If you have unsecured debt, this has got to be stressful for you. My wife and I don't have any unsecured debt. If you got fancy car loans and parakeet loans and pet loans and credit card debt and consolidated furniture loans and all of that crap, tattoo loans, all of that, you better call me immediately at 330-1457 and say, Jay, I need a plan to get rid of this debt. Folks, if your adult children or you are listening and you're not a homeowner, you better get with the game because a recession is the best time for you to buy a house because sometimes the accelerating home prices actually slow down and allow you to catch and jump onto that train moving through the station. The train is moving so fast right now, I don't know if it'll rip off your arm. But if you're not a homeowner, you have to help get to homeownership immediately. I want to help you eliminate all your unsecured debt that helps you become immune from the economy and the dips, the peaks and the valley. I want you to help own a home for yourself or buy a second or third home and get a residual income like my wife and I have because they're wealth-building residual tools. And I want to help you get a huge reserve of 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, because then it doesn't matter if you have a job or how much your boss ticks you off. The inversion diversion doesn't have to be a game that you play. And if you're listening to this podcast, I want you to know that I'm also a licensed mortgage lender. I own over 8 pieces of real estate and can help you become a property owner. I can help you grow a business from a business idea to a business venture. And it's you. Tag, you're it. You have to call me. The inversion of the 10-year and 2-year treasury markets does not have to freak you out or affect you negatively, your family, your budget, your retirement. Pretty simple. Get rid of your debt. Call me at 330-1457. And as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them because that's all that matters. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, and purpose in life, pray to God that He deliver it to you because that's what I found in you, the radio listener, the podcast listener, someone that I can add value to and make your future more secure. So reach out, ChurchillColorado.com. Call me directly at 719-330-1457. And make sure you go to ChurchillColorado.com. Sign up for my investment property class next Tuesday, the 17th of September, 6:30 p.m. All of you can still make it, except those that are listening right now on the replay on Tuesday. Talk with you next week right here on The Jay Garvin Show. KRDO News Radio. Come on, yo.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Friend I should be, won't no one put you down
when I